And now our second feature, written by Derek James. In a continuing series, Norwich Through the Decades, he recalls the fateful last week of April 1942. Our reader is Sarah Houghton.
Honouring those killed when all hell was let loose on Norwich City. It was 75 years ago this week when all hell was let loose over a defenceless population and Norwich was facing the ordeal of 1942. The words of author Edward Le Gris on the Norwich Blitz, the darkest week in the recent history of our ancient city. Parts of the city were blown to pieces in what has become known as the Baedeker raids. More than 200 men, women and children were killed, with many more seriously injured. Today we are honouring not only those who died in those raids, but all those who were killed as a result of the war in Norwich. Around 350 people. The list of names, addresses and dates has been put together by Roy Scott of the Norfolk Family History Society, who has spent many years investigating the deaths. Since this was first published in the Evening News, Roy, who has vivid childhood memories of the Blitz, has continued his research and more names have been added. Some of the victims were taken to the hospitals away from the city, where later they died. The City of Norwich Civilian War Deed Roll of Honour, compiled in 1949, did not include all civilian victims who lost their lives as a result of bombing and other war operations over Norwich. Using listings from the Commonwealth War Graves, Norwich Registrar's Weekly Death Returns, burial records, air raid reports, mortuary records, information from Evening News death and funeral notices of the time, and more recent information from our reader, this list, produced by Roy, is the most comprehensive to be published yet. Our thanks to him for all his work on tracking down the names and addresses of the people who died in Norwich during the Second World War. It is important that we never forget them. From babes in arms to the elderly, they were killed as the Luftwaffe attacked the city time and time again, not just during the last week of April in 1942. In fact, the very first victim in Norwich was a 60-year-old housewife, Kate Lovett, who was said to have been sheltering under a table when a bomb hit her home at Grange Cottage at Salhouse Road on July the 9th, 1940. It is thought the Luftwaffe mistook Sprowston Grange for Sprowston Hall, which is now Sprowston Manor Hotel, which was used by the army at the time, and hit the cottage instead. The enemy continued to fly over the city, killing workers at Barnard's, Thorpe Station, Bolton and Poole, and on Carrow Hill, where five women were cut down as they walked home from work at Coleman's. We will remember them.